to find the truth. I think it's all you have to do to find the truth, to make a commitment. A sincere commitment that no matter what happens. And I think that your mind, if you keep the follow certain little routines of don't spoof yourself, don't lie to other people except the judge. You should never stick your head in the guillotine, just for want to say I'm not guilty. But don't try to, wherever possible, speak the truth. And above all, in matters of philosophy, and to your children, and to your friends, you speak the truth. See? Because this is we're like blind minnows in a black ocean, and our only comfort is to catch another minnow and communicate some way with him his experiences, and by the piling up data, perhaps throwing it in the computer, coming out with a collection of minnow wisdom. See, this is about what it happens. You talk to people. And if you're looking for real answers, you'll talk to hundreds of them, and you'll meet dozens and dozens of teachers and gurus. But if they're not truthful with you, you may waste 10 years of your time before you get wise to it. And this, consequently, I believe is tantamount. There's two things that's tantamount. In the human relationship, the number one is friendship. It seems very diverse from ordinary spiritual teachings. Number one is friendship. If you can't be a friend to a person, you're not worth listening to. And the second thing is that to be as truthful as you possibly can. When you don't know something, say you don't know it. Not say, oh yeah, well, you have a pat answer or something that you've been giving out. So, when I came out here to Seattle, and went out there with the intention of stealing, you might say, and fortunately we weren't compatible, and she threw me out. She said, "You lost." Well, what happened was that whether it was the climate or the combination of the weird characters, I don't know, but I had an experience. The top blew off my head, and I was sitting in a yogic position on a bed in a Japanese hotel in Seattle, and I went out through the window, broad daylight and sunny too. I went out through the window, and when I saw, looked down, I could see it was either the Olympic or the Cascade Mountains. I forget which they were. There was snow covered at the time. And when I came back, I didn't particularly want to rejoin the human race again, because I had found out something that really surprised me. It was quite contrary to all my Catholic teachings. And it wasn't that a man finds God. Nobody ever finds God. It isn't that a man ever learns the truth. You never learn the truth. You become the truth, or you become God. But you never find it like an objective parcel that you carry home with you. And that's what I found when I went out over the Cascade Mountains. I saw everything everybody'd ever lived. And so...